Should the U.S. ease up on visa requirements for brainiacs and other tech-oriented foreigners?
One in four high-tech startups in America were founded by immigrants.
These high-skilled immigrants are job makers, not job takers.
Politicians and pundits are always talking about the importance of high-tech foreigners for the U.S. economy. But the fact of the matter is that low-skilled immigrants make equally vital contributions. And here are five reasons why. Most Americans are not competitors of low-skilled immigrants. They are actually their customers. They buy all kinds of services from them: house cleaning services, childcare services, landscaping services, home construction services. If Americans can spend less on these services, they have more money in their pocket to spend elsewhere, which means more jobs created elsewhere in the economy. The Latino workers and other foreign workers don't have ties to the local community and they don't have invested in property. They can pick up their bags and leave at any point to wherever they are needed. They can, you know, go to where houses are being built in Arizona, or they can go and pick fruit in Florida. They can go wherever they want. They grease the wheels of an economy, as one economist put it. They add to the resilience and dynamism of the American economy. Another way in which low-skilled immigrants help the economy is by increasing the supply of high-skilled workers. And these high-skilled workers are called women. Many professional women would be forced to spend much more time at home taking care of their children, cleaning, doing laundry, if it were not for the presence of foreign nannies or the Korean dry cleaning services or Chinese takeout. A big fear about low-skilled immigrants is because they are poor, they will impose a big cost on the welfare state. But the truth is that most of them don't even qualify for most means-tested benefits that Americans do. They don't qualify for food stamps, they don't qualify for all kinds of federal assistance programs. So in fact, they might be saving the welfare state money rather than costing it money. They create more jobs for Americans because they reduce the cost of a key input in production, which is labor. And when labor costs go down, more businesses can form. And when more businesses can form, there are more jobs for everyone, including Americans. The fact that there is somebody else to do menial work, like pulling weeds, Americans can do relatively more value-added work. For instance, their English-speaking skills become more marketable in a more diverse economy with lots of immigrants. These skills would have otherwise been taken for granted, but they become much more marketable and command a premium in the labor market. Thank you.